Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 1st, 2021. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: 2-week travel ban imposed on visitors from UK. Health officials in Jamaica imposed a 2-week travel ban on passengers to Jamaica from the United Kingdom in response to reports that a new strain of COVID-19 was found there. 20 of 301 passengers on the last flight from the UK tested positive for the virus, and questions have arisen about why the government allowed them into the country without a negative test result. According to Dr. Jacqueline Bisasor-McKenzie, the UK was not on the list of nations requiring a negative test result for travel. However, visitors are supposed to inform officials if they had recently had a positive COVID-19 result. The application form to enter Jamaica asked them to state their test results, but Bisasor-McKenzie said some individuals may not have been honest. She said most passengers had been cooperative about the quarantine order. Questions have also arisen about whether the new strain of COVID-19 has been found in Jamaica. Dr. Mindy Fitz-Henley, president of the Jamaica Medical Doctors Association, reported that we currently do not have the technology to test for the new strain, and if that test is needed, samples must be sent overseas to be tested. Johnson Smith announces new diplomatic appointments. Jamaica's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kamina Johnson Smith, announced new diplomatic appointments for Mexico, India, and Belgium. These include Ambassador Designate Sharon Saunders, who will serve in Mexico, High Commissioner Designate Jason Hall, who will serve in India, and Ambassador Designate Simone Betten-Neo, who will serve in Belgium. Johnson Smith said Saunders has expertise in bilateral and multilateral affairs and considerable engagement with the Jamaican diaspora. Hall's appointment was called historic, as he will be the first Jamaican resident High Commissioner to India. Betten-Neo has experience in foreign trade and bilateral and multilateral affairs, and is also a strong advocate for making cooperation between Jamaica and the European Union stronger. Saunders and Hall will start in their new roles in January of 2021. Betten-Neo will assume her new duties on February 1st, 2021. This week's Caribbean news. Volcanoes in Caribbean show increased activity, spurring warnings. The Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency issued warnings in response to a strong eruption of gas and steam from the Caribbean's most active volcano, Soufriere Hills in Montserrat. There has also been recent activity in St. Vincent and Martinique, and officials have issued alerts for those areas. In addition, there were reports of tremors, strong gas emissions, the formation of a new volcanic dome, and changes to the crater's lake. The area under warning is home to over 100,000 people, and those living near the volcano were told to prepare to evacuate if necessary. The volcano last erupted in 1979, and an eruption in 1902 killed some 1,600 people. Mount Pelee is also active again, and an alert was issued in December 2020, the first of its kind since the volcano's last eruption in 1932. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaican soldier, first black to head Queen's Guards in UK. Kirtland Gill, 40, who travelled from Jamaica to visit his family in England, joined the British Army 20 years ago. Now he will become the first black soldier to lead the elite Queen's Coldstream Guards. As a regimental sergeant major, Gill will be the leader of the guards whose duty it is to protect Queen Elizabeth II. The regiment, comprising 500 members, has a role in state visits at Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle, and in the orchestration of parades. Gill was raised in Hampton Court, St. Thomas, the son of a fisherman and a dressmaker. After he joined the army, he continually moved up the ranks, serving in Iraq in 2005 and as a section commander in Afghanistan in 2007. He is currently a warrant officer class 2. He said he was honored to have the chance to be the next regimental sergeant major, as he had come from a poor family that was unable to send him to the best schools. Gill lives in Windsor with his wife and 4-year-old daughter. This week's business news. Americans considering investing big in Caymanis. According to Donald Tapia, the outgoing United States ambassador to Jamaica, American investors are planning to make a $1 billion US investment in Caymanis, St. Catherine. He said that two American billionaires, one from Texas and one from Arizona, are looking to make a deep dive into the area of Caymanis, exploring the kind of investment they want to pursue. They have already met with officials of Jamaica's government to discuss their plans and are looking at the property, which the government has been open about making available for new investment from the U.S. There are hundreds of acres open for industrial development in Caymanis, Tapia said. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Big virtual inauguration party set to honor Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. The band Fab Five and the 1990s DJ Flower Gun are among the Jamaican performers selected from the Caribbean to participate in a virtual inauguration party in honor of Kamala Harris, the United States Vice President-elect. The party is being organized by the Caribbean American Action Network, CAAN, a group of Caribbean American and Caribbean organizations. It will be held on January 17, 2021, to celebrate the election of Harris, whose father is Jamaican, and will be staged with the theme Celebrating Caribbean American Kamala. Other acts scheduled to perform are Soca King Edwin Yearwood of Barbados, Jamaican gospel singer Joan Myers, Menez de Grillo and Shanto from Guyana, Vincentian Frankie McIntosh, Tony Norville, Kirk Brown, Janine Jakul, Owen Dalhouse, Maxi Gueva, and Rashid Thorpe. Co-hosting the event will be the first black woman to star in a James Bond film, Trina Parks, whose mother is from Barbados and whose grandparents are from Antigua. The event will be live-streamed by One Caribbean Television on its Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter platforms. This week's sports news. 4 female Jamaican referees shortlisted for 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. 4 Jamaican women, referee Odette Hamilton and assistant referees Princess Brown, Stephanie Dale Yeesing and Jasset Kerr, have been shortlisted to officiate at the next FIFA Women's World Cup, scheduled for Australia and New Zealand in 2023. If they are chosen, Brown and Yeesing will be officiating at the event for the second time. They were both at the FIFA Women's World Cup in France in 2019. The 2023 appearance would be a first for Kerr and Hamilton. If selected, Hamilton will be the first local female referee to officiate at a senior international tournament. According to Victor Stewart, manager of the referees department at the Jamaica Football Federation, JFF, he is extremely pleased with the progress local female officials have made in the global arena. He noted that they have done very well and are right up there with the best. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.